Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. So yeah, as I mentioned earlier in the last episode, in this episode, I'm going to talk about our trip to Portugal. So yeah, this is the first trip me and Andrew went to Europe, and the first country that we went to is Portugal. So yeah, this dissertation time has ended, and so now it's a time to, you know, get myself relaxed and recharge a bit before starting to engage in a new journey, like working journey. Yeah, so thanks to Andrew that waited for me to end my dissertation before, you know, enjoying himself as well. Yeah, so so why Portugal instead of any other, you know, Europe countries? Yeah, there's so many popular destination to choose from, right? So the first thing is actually, yeah, a lot of our friends told us about, you know, it's cheaper to travel to Portugal, and there's a lot of amazing food and different interesting stuff as well. So it sounds very exciting to us when we first heard about it, and then slowly we see a lot of people traveling to Portugal as well. So that becomes one of the destination that we're thinking about back then when we were trying to plan a trip after I finished my dissertation. Yeah, and also we kind of got tired of those historical buildings everywhere in the UK, which is very common in almost every city in the UK. Yeah, so we thought of, like, why not we spend more time at the beach. So we actually spend more days in Porto compared to in Lisbon. Yeah, so this is my first Europe trip, and Andrew's as well. So for me, in the past, I've never really think about, you know, trying to travel around Europe in my early 20s, because it used to be a very far thing for me, and it's super expensive if you spend Malaysia ringgit due to the weaker currency that we have. Yeah, and a lot of the time, you don't really have that much of time to travel around Europe. Like, you spend so much on, you know, flight tickets and everything, that you came all the way from Malaysia to Europe. Of course, you want to make the most out of it. Yeah, this is a very common, like, people usually spend at least 2 weeks traveling around Europe. Yeah, but of course, now that I'm in the UK, I'm a lot closer to all these different Europe countries, just like how we traveled to Thailand, Singapore, Taiwan from Malaysia. It's a lot nearer. Yeah, so but still, because as an international student, I haven't started earning money. Yeah, so a lot of time we still tend to, like, you know, convert our currency and see how much does it cost and everything. Yeah, but of course, like, for Andrew, working here and spending in euros is slightly different. And I kind of it was quite interesting seeing that as well, like, and you experiences it yourself. Because, like, in the UK, if you think, I mean, when you're traveling around Portugal, if you think that prices is okay in pound, then just go for it. Because yeah, it is charged in euros, and if that price itself is already good in pound, then confirm it's cheaper, right? Because yeah, euro was slightly lesser than pound. Yeah, so a lot of my friends here, especially international students, they went to a lot of different Europe countries already, and I guess that's what people say, to grab the chance to explore the world while you can. Yeah, especially for us that comes from Asia, it's not only far geographically and also the time and money, as I mentioned, that you need to spend over here for a trip. Yeah, it's just not that easy to manage. Yeah, so yeah, especially like my friends, like I have two classmates who are from China. Yeah, they actually went to quite a few. Yeah, they actually went to many Europe countries. I can't even. Yeah, I lost count of how many that they went. Yeah, and I know if I if I were them, I'll do the same thing as well, because like, yeah, they are not planning to stay in the UK after graduating, and so they need to like, you know, grab the chance before you can, yeah, because yeah, after they go back to China, it's not that easy for them to travel here again and, you know, manage everything, yeah. So but for them it's quite a hassle, because yeah, they have to get different visas to travel to different Europe countries. So I'm quite grateful that, you know, I'm holding a Malaysian passport, at least to I'm still easily accessible to most of the countries without visas, because they have to, you know, book their appointment for their visa appointment months ago, way before their plan. Yeah, and sometimes things didn't work out. They have to just, you know, immediately go after something, because yeah, you can't compromise your study at the same time. Yeah. So Andrew and I had our first Europe trip to Portugal. We went there for 8 days, 7 nights, and the experience was generally good. Yeah. During the trip itself, to be honest, sometimes there's still worrying thoughts that comes automatically to my mind. Yeah, if I didn't really think about it, and it's all related to my job offer, yeah, and things haven't been really settled yet, I'm still in the process, yeah. Although I did got the conditional offer, but there's still different things that I need to settle, and of course it's just not I also need to wait for the other side's confirmation and stuff, so it's quite stressful, and things are out of my control, to be honest. So yeah. Oh, sorry. So and then I forget when was it and what was the trigger. Then a song, The Night, suddenly just, you know, come to my mind, and the lyrics hit me. Yeah. So the lyrics was, he said one day you leave this world behind, so live a life you remember. And this lyrics itself, I mean, this one sentence itself just stick in my mind for at least half a day. And it actually reminds me to, you know, enjoy the moment itself, since I'm traveling now, and it's not easy to, you know, just go overseas and do nothing productive. Yeah, you just enjoy yourself and relax and try to explore a different part of the world and try to look at different things, try to maximize your experiences there. So that kind of remind me to enjoy myself fully throughout the trip and being mindful and embrace every single experience that I've encountered. Yeah. So when I was in Lisbon, yeah, there's a lot of stairs to climb and a lot of hills for you to walk through. And we literally feel like it's a workout. Of course, for it's even more for me, because yeah, you know, Andrew ran marathon, and so he generally has more strength and muscle that could support him throughout the whole thing. But unlike me, that is slightly, okay, I wouldn't say slightly, I'm actually a lot weaker than him. Yeah. And so plus the weather was slightly hotter there for the first 2 to 3 days of our trip, and it really feels like a workout because you sweat. Yeah, in the UK, you, even if you're out there running, you usually won't sweat that much. Yeah. And the weather are usually colder over here. Yeah. And sometimes you might, and over there, sometimes you might think about, you know, stopping by the side to catch your breath because of all the hills and stairs. Yeah. But it's quite interesting, like how early things has developed, and so and that's why it results in this different cute alleys, cute stairs and places. Yeah. So To be honest, I didn't really expect anything before traveling to Portugal, except that everyone kept telling us how good the food was and how amazing the food was, and which we kind of keep a higher expectation on that food. Okay, we'll come to this later, okay? I mean, yeah, for food. So when we are in Lisbon, I thought it was a very cute place, but I don't know why, for some reasons, some parts of Lisbon just gave me a vibe of Vietnam. I don't know why. I'm not sure, is it because of some of the buildings and the color of the paint that they use? Yeah. So when we went to Porto, both of us realized that we like Porto better. But we're not sure, is it because we are kind of conditioned by the building's architecture in the UK, that we tend to prefer Porto Porto's building more. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Yeah. But something you find quite interesting was that many of the shops, especially restaurants, were closed on a Sunday, which was quite a shock to me. Like, for shop, I understand. But for restaurants, isn't Sunday the best time for business, like that many people or families might have more time to, you know, hang out or relax a bit and, you know, spend more in restaurants, yeah, having a meal together, a gathering. But of course, we're unsure about their culture over there, so we weren't quite sure why. So if you happen to know the reason, yeah, feel free to let me know. I'm really interested in knowing more about this, yeah. But the sceneries around Porto was really amazing. I loved it so much that in the morning and at night, the sceneries of the same spot just looked so different, but both were amazing, yeah. And we then spent 2 days nearer to the beach, yeah. Although we didn't end up swimming there, but it was nice walking by the beach, taking the time to chill around, enjoying things at a slower pace, unlike like working times, yeah. And at first we were so worried because the weather forecast has been saying that it's going to rain all day. But luckily, the morning when we woke up that day, yeah, suddenly it says it's not going to rain, which we were so grateful about. And there's actually sun as well, which was amazing. It was so beautiful. And yeah, I haven't been to a beach since I came to the UK. So it just makes you feel a lot nearer to nature as well. Yeah, I mean, different kind of nature because we did went hiking and yeah, so it's different kind of nature. And seaside has always been a very beautiful place, yeah. And okay, I guess now we'll... I'll say both of us prefer a more chill pace kind of trip. Like, we prefer relaxing more rather than squeezing all those tourist attractions into a day to make the most of it, out of it. Yeah, we kind of prefer more like relaxing and recharging ourselves kind of trip during the whole trip. So on some days when we are really feeling tired, we just went back to our accoms to rest a bit and then went out again. Yeah, so I kind of I guess both of us enjoyed it and feel relaxed as well, yeah. So now I guess it's time to move on to the food. Yeah, I guess we probably set our expectations too high that we don't really feel the wow feeling when we tasted that food, but I have to say that it was more flavorful than usual British food to my liking, yeah. But it's funny that when we came back to the UK, yeah, after that we actually went to London for a day, yeah, the first thing that we got ourselves is actually Malaysian food. We still miss Malaysian food so much, yeah. And so but I like seafood a lot, so going to Portugal was a good choice to enjoy seafood that you can really taste the freshness of the seafood. We actually went to a market in Porto. It was so beautiful, really beautiful. And we tried the raw oyster over there. Yeah, it was so fresh that we enjoyed it very much, although we only ordered one for each of us because, yeah, it's not... I won't say it's like super expensive, but it's not cheap either, yeah. But generally, the food over there was good and it's a lot cheaper compared to getting a full meal in the UK and with drinks some more, yeah. I remember for most of our meal, we actually ordered... yeah, drinks for ourselves, and also we tried sangria at different restaurants as well. All of them taste good, and some of it even taste. I mean, there's this one place that we went. I don't know. Probably the wine that they use has more alcohol percentage. That yeah, we just get tipsy very easily. Yeah, but in general, sangria was good, and we happened to have the chance to try out one of the white wine type, which was amazing as well. I liked that the best, yeah. And another thing that I find it quite different was that they use Portuguese language over there, which I haven't really encountered before, which which is a very fresh and interesting thing to me, because yeah, we have to have our phone ready all the time to help, I mean, to use Google Lens to help us translate whenever needed. And sometimes people say stuff that we don't understand too, that they need to repeat again in English for us. Yeah, because like, yeah, I've been in the UK for a year now, that, you know, everything that you've encountered every single day is just in English. There's nothing else. So you just get used to that, and so you forget, like, oh yeah, different places use different languages. And yeah, I haven't been to Wales before, so yeah, that could be a very interesting experience for me in the future, I guess. Yeah, so I'll say the transport system there was quite different too. I wouldn't say it's difficult to navigate our way there, but it's actually quite easy to just buying tickets. And but that buying tickets part, yeah, take up a lot of time. Yeah, probably in the UK we're so used to, you know, using contactless in almost every single places. But in Portugal, sometimes like when you're using those like ticket machines to buy tickets, it's, at least for what we encountered, they're not using contactless. So that takes up some time. People queue up and wait for it. And yeah, but in general, it was a great trip. We enjoyed different food, different culture, different historical sites, and enjoyed our relaxing time a lot, looking at different things and carefree about work. Yeah, especially for me, I don't really need to care about any academic work anymore, because I'm all done with my master's now, just waiting for my results. Yeah. So I'll say it's a very much needed recharge. But at the end of the trip, we actually miss coming back to the UK, to somewhere and something that we're familiar with. Yeah. And I guess 8 days for a trip is not short. It's quite long, I'll say, especially when we just go to two different main cities in Portugal. Yeah. So we just miss UK a lot more towards the end of the trip. But I'll say Portugal was amazing, and I'd love to go back again and yeah, explore certain stuff that we haven't been able to do there. Yeah, oh yeah, but we actually went bouldering there as well. Yeah, my dad actually said, wow, you guys love it so much that you still want to do it in Portugal. Yeah, although I'm not as good as Andrew, but I'll say I'm starting to like bouldering a lot more now, and it was enjoyable trying out different places for bouldering as well. Yeah. And the place that we went for bouldering was actually a very cute one. So it was a very good experience too. So I guess that's it about our first Europe trip to Portugal. So if you have anything else that you'd like to comment, feel free to do it. And I'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you are not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@ingthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of ingthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.